Let us again start from the beginning of the sugya and after Zvav Medalev. Gufa Amar Shmuel Bal Choyv Doives Hashvach. Shmuel said a gvaldike chiddush that a Bal Choyv is Doives Hashvach from the Lekayach, even though the Kalka was Meshubed to the Bal Choyv, but the Shvach that rule b'shus alekeyach meikar adin is not at all meshubed to the Bal Choyv. So we learned yesterday, Rosh says that a Chazal made a takone mishum nilus delos that the Bal Choyv is goive the shvach that grew by the lekeyach is goive all shvach. Omarove Peida, so Be'etzim, this is a Gevaldike Hefzit to the Lekeach, Me'ikar Adin, the Shvach that grew by the Lekeach belongs to the Lekeach. Omarove Peida, Shekach Choseb Loi Moiche Lo Lekeach, the Moiche writes to the Lekeach in the Shtar Mechire, Ano Ekim Vashpi Vaatki Vamrik Vine Ili. So the first chalik is that the Moicha writes to the Lekeach that in all I found him will try to be Mekayim the Mekach, that there shouldn't be any Irurim on the Mekach. And then if it will be taken away, if the Kaka will be taken away from a Bal Choyv, is inon bamalayan ushvachayim ve'ekam kadomach. So I am going to go and pay you the keren bamalayan in the yitzias ushvachayim and the shvach shvachah the memele shvachah yeser ala yitzia ve'ekam kadomach. This is what the Moicha, the Loive, was Mekabel to pay back to the Lekeach. Utzvi Zvina Denam Vekobeli Lavoi, and the Lekeach was Maskim. So Memele, so this Takone is a Takone Le Toivas Amalve, and the Lekeach will not lose because the Meicha, the Leiva, will reimburse him whatever was taken away from the Lekeach will be reimbursed by the Leiva. Omar Lei Rav Chiya Bar Ovin Lerove El Ma'atov. So if the sole reason this takon is applicable is only because, even though Me'ikar Adin, the Shvach belongs to the Lekeach, was Godel Beshus Lekeach, Elo Ma'ato Matonen, Lekosev Lehochi Ochinamid Leitorif Shvoche. So Komar Amatonen, that there's no Kabbalah Achayis Mitzad the Noisein Matonen, if it will be taken away from him, he will not repay him. So it'll come out that in that case, the Bal Choyv will not be capable to be Goyva the Shvach. Amalein, yeah, 100% right. By Amatone, the Bal Choyv cannot be Goyva the Shvach. So yestem v'chiyofe koyach matone mimecher. L'chayre, it sounds very modne. I mean, mecher, alekeach, gave money for a karke, invested in the karke, and from him you take away the shvach, the Bal Choyv takes away the shvach. And a matone that he got everything for free, he'll remain with the shvach. By him, the Balchoyvel have to pay him for the Shvach. Very modern, Amalai in Yafa v'Yafa, in a Hanami. It's taka like this, because since Me'ikar Adin, the Balchoyv has no right at all to take the Shvach never became Meshubit to the Balchoyv, only the Kark is Meshubit to Balchoyv, but the Shvach, which grew later, Bishus HaMekabel Matona, or Bishus HaLekeich, belongs to the Lekeich. There's no shibit whatsoever on the Shvach. Say no chanami. So bishloim by Alekeach, since the Meichel and the Shtar Mechire is mekabel on himself that he'll reimburse the Lekeach. So there they made a takone mishum nilas delas that the Balchayv can be goy with the Shvach. But by a makabel matone, so then you go meikaradin, the shvach will belong to the shvach keneged yitzia, yeser al yitzia will belong to the makabel matone. Omar Rav Nachman, omas niso mesayilei lemar shmu. So Rav Nachman said, this bereis is a raya to Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel said a shtik teire, there's a bereis that's a raya to Shmuel. But huna chavrin, but a chavr, Rav Huna, mukim lo b'mili achine. He says a different pshat in the bereis. So according to Rav Huna, we will not have a raya to Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, the shitose, we do have a raya. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Hamoicher soda lechaveiroi. A person sold a field to the chava, v'ayyotzei mitachas yodoi. And now the field was taken away from the lekeach. Shehu gaive, so now the lekeach wants to be gaive from the moicher. Everything was taken away from him. Shugayve goyve sakerem minachosim mishubodim. So it'll be goyve the keren minachosim mishubodim. Ushvach goyve minachosim b'nei chayrim. And the shvach will be goyve minachosim b'nei chayrim. No, so here it seems clearly, we'll see Shmuel learned that this is speaking about that what is pshat shehu yoytzei barehu yoytzo mitachas yodoi? What does that mean? Lo yoytz mitachas yodoi. That means the balchoyv took it away from the lekeach. So it says it seems he takes everything away, and the lekeach gets reimbursed from the meicher. The keren he gets reimbursed. Menachosim yishubodim. The Shvach is a Dovashen Leikitzvi, gets him reimbursed, Minachos Menei Chayrim. But Al Kaponim, we see clearly from this Bereisim, that the Baal Choyiv takes away the Shvach, and he takes it for himself, and the Lekeach goes back to his Moicha to get reimbursed for the Shvach. So we see clearly, like Shmuel. But Chaver Rabunem, he says this is speaking about not that Abal Choyv took away the Karke, Belekeach Migazlan, that a Nigzal took away the Karke. Now, if the Nigzal took away the Karke, if Belekeach Migazlan is speaking about that the Nigzal took away the Karke, so then the Shvach Meikar Adin belongs to the Nigzal. The Shvach Meikar Adin belongs to the Nigzal. Now, upon him, this will be speaking about the Shvach Ayeser Ala Yitzir. The Shvach Keneged Ayitziyah, the Nigzal will take a pay. because it's not worse than a yodle soich soda chaveiroi shaloi boshus, that the nigzal will pay him for the shvach keneged ha-yitziyah, but the shvach ha-yeser al-yitziyah, so here the nigzal says, aroi ashbach, so here, that shvach, the lekech, is goive from the moicha. So it's speaking about a nigzal. Shmuel ishita say holds, that a lekeach can never mon from a gazlan shvach, because it's mevzik heribis. So Shmuel ishita say, he has to learn shat in the barais, and it's speaking about a balchoy. Now, can't say, Laban, how can a balchoy take shvach bechlal? He's not entitled to the shvach. The shvach belongs to the lekeach. So the balchoy should pay the lekeach. Is a raya to Shmuel. That Shmuel holds that there's a takonis chachomim, that the balchoy gets shvach. Ma she'en kein Rav Hune, who does not, who holds like Rav Mestomer, that there's no din of merzik ribis by shvach. So Mamela, he says it's speaking about, and Nigzal is taking it away, and you don't have any raya bechlau to Shmuel, that Abal Chayv is going vishvach. Let us see what Rashi says. Messiah Leil Shmuel. So Rashi, the Abal Chayv going vishvach, that Abal Chayv can take the shvach. Says in the Baraisa, Kshu goive, Kshu lekeach, Chayzer, the goive min ha-moicha, when the lekeach is goive min ha-moicha, and Rav Huna said it's speaking about b'mili achini b'dover acha. It's speaking about b'loikeach migazlem. The nigzal vade toriv shvoche. There, the nigzal can take the shvach. The omalei aroyashbach. There, it's stuck in the kalk of the nigzal. So there, the shvach can, yeser ali yitziyah belongs to the nigzal. So there, the nigzal takes the shvach, and the lekeach gets reimbursed by the gazel, by the moicha. Avol balchoiv, but a balchoiv kol kamo de leitofolo, till the tirfe lavdi dehu, it is not the kalke of the balchoiv, It's the karke of the lekeach. The shvach belongs to the lekeach. So there, it very well can be that the balchoyf has to pay the lekeach for the shvach, not like Shmuel. Zogt the Gemara weiter. So Mekitzer, we have here one bereise, that it's debatable. Shmuel ishitose, we have a raya that a balchayv goyves a shvach. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you hold that a nigzal is goyves shvach from the gazlan, so it could be it's, you don't have a raya, so it could be it's speaking about nigzal. But now we have another baraisa, which is already a problem, according to Shmuel. Tanya idach. Hamoichel soda lechaveiroi vihishbicha. A person sold a soda lechaveiroi vihishbicha, and the lekeach was mashbiach. Ubo balchoiv vitolfo. And the balchoiv came and was toirefit. Shehu gaive. Now, the balchoiv is toiref the soda. So the din is as follows. Im hashvach yoiser al hayitziyem, if the shvach is more than the yitziyem, that means as follows. The lekeach invested $200, and the shvach altogether is worth $300. Is im hashvach yoiser al hayitziyah? If the shvach is more than the yitziyah, so that means the karke was worth $1,000, when it was purchased by the Lekeach. The Lekeach invested $200 yitzis, and now the Shvach is worth $300. So the Karka is worth now $1,300. Neitel es ha-Shvach mi-Bal ha-Karka. So the Shvach ha-Yesa min ha-Yitzia, which means the $100 that it is, now it's worth $1,300. So the $100 that the Yitzia profited, because of the Yitzia, there was $100 Shvach. Neitel es ha-shvach mi-bal ha-kalke, so this deloikeach will be goive this shvach from the bal ha-kalke. Vayitziya mi-bal choyv. The bal choyv will give him $200. The bal ha-kalke will give him $100. Ve-im ha-yitziya yiseira al ha-shvach. If the Yitzia is more than the Shvach, that means he invested $300 in the Karka, but the Karka is only worth $200 more. That means the Yitzia is more than the Shvach. Ein loy elo hitzos tshir Shvach mi bal choyv. Now, before we go further, the Gemara is to taught them how to say pshat in this baraisa, but the poshet, the pshat in the baraisa, speaking about a bal choyv. So what does it say in the baraisa? So the baraisa says clearly not like Shmuel. The baraisa says that a person purchased a field from a lekeach, from a moicha, from a loive, and now the bal choyv took away the field. Right? So now we're speaking about the Shvach. So the Lekeach was Mashbiach the field. So it says clearly, the Shvach Kineged HaYitziya, the Bal Choyv is to pay. That means, and that is clone, not like Shmuel, and in fact, if there's no Takonis Chachomim, Shmuel's Mahadish was that Takonis Chachomim, if there's no Takonis Chachomim, so the seichel is mechayiv this. The seichel is mechayiv. The karka belongs to the lekeach. The lekeach was mashbiach his karka, so the shvach belongs to him. You want to take away the shvach? The Baal Chayim wants to take away the shvach, and shuldik, pay me. So the shvach keneged ayitziya, the Baal Chayim has to pay for. It says in the Baraisa one more thing. It says the Shvach Yesa ala Yitzia, the Loikeach is goive this from the Meicha, from the Balakaka. This is goive from the Balakaka. Now, before we go further, let us try a little bit to understand this halacha. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll elaborate a little on this din before we go further. Alaitzo shahitzi alikeach mishvoche. Im ha-shvach yoyser alay aitzo, noitel es ha-shvach mi-bal ha-karke, alay aitzo, shahoytzi alay keyach v'shvocho, the shvach is worth more than the yitzir, noitel alay keyach es ha-shvach mi-bal ha-karke, so he takes the shvach from the bal ha-karke, ma shahoydeif alay yitzir, that which is more than the Yitzia, Domalei Porati Es Chayvecha. The Lekeach tells the Loive, I was Mashbiach the Karke. Now let's make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Lekeach comes over to the Moicha, the Leker comes over to the Moicha, the Loive, and he tells him as follows. I was Mashbiach the Karke. The Shvach belongs to me. It's my Karke. So the Shvach, the complete Shvach belongs to me. I invested $200. The Shvach is worth another $300. Now, $200 I took away from the Baal Chayv is going to give me $200. He's paying me for that Shvach. So I got $200 for my investment. The $300 which the Shvach is worth belongs to me. So I want you to pay this $300. So Rashi says, Acheshben, why should the Baal HaKarke, why should the Loive pay? So Rashi says, Porati es chayvecha. I mean, Rabbi Yid, your chayv was more than the value of the karke. The shvach belongs to me completely. Now what the Baal Chayv paid me, he paid me $200. You should pay me at least the other $100. It's my shvach. So you should pay me the $100. This is being taken off from your chayv. That means you are owed more than $1,000. We're saying that the karka was worth $1,000. And the shvach was now worth $300. So al kaponim, the shvach hayeser al yitziyah, which is mine. So al kaponim, you don't know, this is being taken off from your chayv. Parati es chayvecha. So you pay me these $100. This is what it says in the Barais. Now, let us mention three nekudas before we go further. According to Shmuel, what should the din have been? According to the Shmuel, the din should have been the Baal Chayv takes the complete Shvach, he takes the Karka with the complete Shvach, he takes $1,300, he doesn't bear an eyelash, that he takes for the Chayv, and the Lekeach will mount $300 from the Leiver. That is according to Shmuel. Here in the Baraisa it says clear, not like Shmuel, it says the Baal Chayv gives him $200 for the Yitzias. That's number one. And number two, and the Leiva gives him $100 for the Shvach HaYeser al Yitzias. So there are two problems over here, which let us address these two problems. Problem number one, if we don't hold like Shmuel, Shmuel's machadish, chazal meira takone, mishum nilis delis, let the Baal Chayv take all the shvach and don't bother him, let him take the shvach and he'll get paid up and the lekeach will mount from the moich. So that was Shmuel's ashtiktai. You don't hold like Shmuel, so if you don't hold like Shmuel, there's no takone. So who does these $300 belong to? These $300 belongs to the Lekeach. Lekeach made the Shvach. It was Bishas, he was Mashbich the Karke. It was his Karke. The Shvach, which is worth $300, it was $200 of Yitzis, $100 of Shvach HaYeser. I'd say these $300 belongs to the Lekeach. Now, if you don't hold any takonis, you disagree with Shmuel, and we're proving from this Baraisa that Shmuel is wrong, so let the Baal Chayv pay $300. There's no takonis. You're taking away the Karke. Fine. Pay me $300. The Karke is now, the Karke, which was $1,000, is Meshubit to you. The Shvach and this Karke belongs to me. You're taking it away. And children, give me $300. This split that the Baal Chayv pays $200, the Meichel pay $100, this Chalukah is Why should you do such a thing? If you go Meikar Adin, there's no takonis,
So let the Baal Chayv, he's taking the kalk and he's taking a Yisrael value of 300,000, which he's not entitled to. So pay for it. A good talk. What is pshat this? So this kasha, the Chiddushi Haran asks the kasha. The Haran asks the kasha. Somebody like a kasha. Shmuel is aufgefregt. Fine. Good. But so we don't know it like Shmuel, but what kind of pshore is this over here? That the Baal Chayv pays $200, the Leiva pays $100. What's pshat in this pshor? So the Ran wants to say a teretz. Chazal wanted to be consistent. There are two oifanim when a karka is taken away from a lekeach. One oifan is when a nigzal takes away the karka from the lekeach. That means, yeah. And another oifen is a Baal Chayv takes away a karka from a lekeach. Now, when a nigzal takes away the karka from the lekeach, what is the halacha over there? The nigzal takes away the karka. So he comes to the lekeach, Rabbi Yit, you know, it's my karka. You worked on my karka. Very good. Aroy Ashbach, it's my, the shvach belongs to me. But you gave a choice. You're right. So the itzos, it's not worth an ayirid b'seich sodach haverish leibishus, I have to pay you for the itzos. So when a nigzal takes away a karke from, when a nigzal takes away a karke from a lekeach, we have the seder. The itzos, the nigzal will pay. The shvach ha-yeser al-yitziya, that it belongs to the nigzal me'ikar adin, because it's aroy yashbach, the shvach belongs to me. So there the din is by a nigzal, it is that way. So Chazal wanted to be consistent. Why should make if a nigzal takes it away, it's one din. If a Baal Chayv takes it away, let's have a consistent din. The din will be that the yitzias, the one who takes it away, will pay. The shvach yes, or yitzia, the meichel will pay. The meichel will pay. I mean, Batsim, we have here a commitment from the Moicha Amoleim that he's gonna, I mean, the Moicha committed himself, will be taken away, he'll pay. So he'll pay the Shvach HaYeser Ali Yitzhiya. That is how the Ran says Pshat. So the Ran says, but that's not like Shmuel. Shmuel is a problem over here. We're not answering Shmuel. But if you don't hold like Shmuel, so Pshat in this Chalukah, Chazal did not want to differentiate when you're taking away a karka from a lekeach, a nigzal, the din is zicha meikar adin, that the nigzal pays for the yitzias and the moicha pays for the shvacha yes or yitzias. So they said the same thing by a Baal Chayv also. Not the Baal Chayv pay for the yitzias and the moicha will pay for the shvacha yes or yitzias. That's the Ran. There's a problem in Rashi. Rashi says that what the Moicha pays, the Shvach HaYeser HaYitziya, so Rashi says, the Omalei Parati Yeschevech, I paid up your Chayv, which is very nice, there's nothing wrong with that, but L'chayre, why didn't Rashi say in the contract it said about the Omalei Haim? Fine, this is a kasha that the Chayim ask on Rashi, but these are the two ha'oris. Al Koponim, so now we have here a Baraisa, and the Baraisa is not like Shmuel. The Baraisa says by a Baal Chayv, the Baal Chayv pays the Yitzias, the Moicha pays the Shvach HaYeser HaYitziya, and that's klo not like Shmuel, a kasha and Shmuel. Now, before we go further, Chazal had an eitzah to this baraisa. Mo's going to speak it out. It doesn't help Shmuel anything. But Baal Chayv, you could stretch the lashon and say Baal Chayv means nigzal. And Baal HaKarka means gazlan. The Miri says that it's really stretching the imagination and the lashon. It's called the gazlan, the Baal HaKarka, called the nigzal of Baal Chayv. But, No, listen, if this would help Shmuel, what don't you do to help Ayid? Baal Kapana, the Gemara is going to say, if Baal Chayv means Nigzal, Baal HaKarka means Gazlan, it also won't be good. But the Gemara is going to speak this out. So now let's go further in the Gemara. Shmuel b'may mukim lo. How did Shmuel learn pshat in this paraisa? If we are speaking about we'll say taka, this pshat balchoy means the nigzal, the balakarka means the gazlin. Right? So then kashereshe. So now that what the nigzal pays its ears, that's very good. The nigzal has to pay its ears. But Shmuel says you can't munch shvach from the gazlan because it's merzik ribbis. I can't munch shvach from the gazlan because it's merzik ribbis because there was no transaction. So Mameli, he gave him $1,000, he's paying him back $1,100. So it can't be. Ibe balchoy, if it's speaking about mamisha balchoy, Kasha Reisha Bisefer. So here it says clearly that the Balchoy pays Yitzias, and Shmuel said there's a Takonis Chachomim, that the Balchoy takes the Shvach, period. He takes it without any problems. There's a Takonis Nilus Delis. The Omar Shmuel Balchoy Goyves HaShvach. Right? So it's bitter, and Shmuel, this Parais is terrible. So the Gemara says, Iboyis Eima Bileikeach Migazlan. Maybe we'll say the first pshat, speaking about Bileikeach Migazlan, Balchay means Nigzal, Balakalka means Gazlan. Ay, Shmuel said that, Leikeach Migazlan does not mun Shvach, because it's Merzik Ribbis. We learned yesterday that there are cases that a lekeach migazlan will be goyve the shvach if he pays him back with kalker, as she said, or if you made a kinyan chalipin before he gave him the money. So it's not merzik ribbis. Listen, it's not gefelach. We can learn through this beraisa that it's speaking about Alekeach mi gazlan, inshallah ma yisrael, it's not kefelach. Let us see Rashi. I belekeach mi gazlan. Oh, we said that we have a little bit before. Ein le lekeach ele min hayitzia, shehitzi bo. If the Yitzir was Yeser ala Shvach, so the Balchoy pays him only Yitzir. Ibelekech migazlan, hai Balchoy, haini nigzal koshereshe, diktoni neutel es a Shvach mi Balakalke, and Shmuel said you do not take anything from the Balakalke because it's Merzik HaRibbis. If it's speaking about Balchoyv, Koshereshe B'Seyve, the Tony Balchoyv, Noisin is Hayetzia. Lushmul, Balchoyv Goyva HaShvach, Beine Noisin Klum. According to Shmul, there was a Takone, the Balchoyv takes the Shvach, he doesn't have to pay anything. So it's bitter. So first the Gemara said, it's speaking about the Keich Migazlan, and speaking the eye, the problem of the Kiribis, שיש לי קרקן, אני בשקון, אני יודע. היבו יסיים בבלחוי. Then the Gemara says, you know, I'll tell you, speak about a בלחוי. ולא יקשה. כאן בשבח המגיע לקסופיים. כאן בשבח שאינוי מגיע לקסופיים. Now, we're just going to have a Shverer Gemara now, but let us try to explain a little bit what the Gemara's Teretz is. Now let us first say Tait Shverter. Magia Liksofayim, the Rashba brings from the Rif, Magia Liksofayim means it's Peiris, that they're almost oimid to be harvested. Hence, it has to be another few days, it's tzorich lekarke, but then in 3 days, it's finished, it's nigmar, it's not nigmar yet, it'll be nigmar in 3 days. In that case, the Baal Choyf pays the Yetzias. Shmuel had said there was a takone that a Baal Choyf takes everything. That is not if it's the peiris are almost finished. If the peiris are almost finished, then the Baal Choyf has to foot the bill for the Yetzias. Fine. Now, let us just see Rashi, and then we have to start trying to understand it. But first, let's see Rashi. So, Rashi, Hamagia Liksofayim, Korev Likotzer, Korev, it's close to being cut. It's about to be cut, that's going to be put on the shoulders of the workers. Elo Shadayin Tzrichen Likalke, it needs the kalke. Havelu kepeiris gemurim, so it's like peiris gemurim. Ve'ein balchoy goiva oisoy b'lo yitzie. Here the balchoy can only take away these peiris if he pays for the yitzie. Now, there are three cases, and let us explain two of the three cases, and then try to understand the third case, which Agamo is speaking about. Shmuel said, Baal Choyf, let us say three distinct cases. One case is that you have, let's say, a Shvach, that Tvua grew, Peiris grew, and it's nigma giduloi. It's nigma giduloi. Let's say that the nigma giduloi. Right? Nigma giduloi. These peiris. Now let's talk about such a case. It's Nigma Gidulai. The Baal Choyf comes to the field. The Baal Choyf cannot take away these peiris. These peiris, since it's Nigma Gidulam, Kol Ha'oimed Likzer Kekotzer Domi, it's Metaltalim. Metaltalim do not belong to a Baal Choyf. And Shuldik, Metaltali Loi Mishtabdi La Baal Choyf. So if it was Nigmar Giduloi, that was the din we had till now, Baal Choyv Eini Goyve Peiris. A Baal Choyv can only take a karke, there's only a din shibud on karke, and metaltalim, there's no din shibud whatsoever. These peiris belong to the Leikeach, a guten Tag. The Baal Choyv can't take it. That is if the peiris were Nigmar. That's case number one. Case number two, we have another 3 months to be nigma. Case number two. This is Shvach. What Shmuel was speaking about, Meikar Adin, it belongs to the Lekeach. Belongs to the Lekeach. This is, it grew on in his field. It belongs to the Lekeach. And Chazal made a takone. No, we said, Ki ilu, just like the kark is meshubed. So we said, the shvach al stakona, we considered ki ilu, the shvach belongs to the loive also. And it's meshubed to the malva. The malva takes the shvach. So we have something that is, will take 3 months before it's gonna get finished. This is shvach, which meikar adin belongs to the lekeach. It grew on the lekeach's field. We said, no, the shvach is a din of the kark, and just like the kark is meshubet, the shvach is meshubet. I said, a konal of milis delis, and the malva takes the shvach, he takes the shvach. The lekeach will get reimbursed from the loiv. These are two dinim, which are two dinim pshutim. Now, Agamore said a third din. We have Tvue or Peiris, which in 3 days it's going to be nigma. The Baal now, it's not nigma, it's not nigma. Frag the Rashbe, these peiris, so here the Gemara says, you know what the din is by these peiris? The Baal Choyim takes it, it's Meshubit, it's Karke, but he has to pay for it. Frag the Rashbe, I don't understand this. It's very difficult on Manushek. If you tell me he has a din peiris telushim, right, so he doesn't take it at all. If it is a din of peiris mechuborim, so it belongs to him, so he takes it. No, it's peiris mechuborim, it's meshubit to him, but he has to pay for it. He has to pay for it. So the Rashba fragt, I don't understand this halacha. We say Akasha from the Rashba. So, the Rashba doesn't say it, he says it's a different shot in the Gemara. About Kaponim, we have to understand, number one, we have here a Shvera Gemara. That's number one. I mean, Rashi is telling us a Shvera Gemara. Shvera Alochim. So, just Al Kaponim to try a little to understand the Gemara, I mean, Lachaire, the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Pshat in the Gemara is, Chazal made a gewaldike takone for the Malve. They said the Shvach is Keilu, it doesn't belong to the Lekeach. The Shvach belongs to the Loive. And the Malve can take the Shvach. That was their takone. I mean, the Meikar Adin, the Shvach belongs to the Lekeach. The Malve is no Shaykhis to the Shvach. It's the Lekeach Shvach. He couldn't the Lekeach field. The Chazal made a takone. No, the Shvach is just like the Kalke. It's Meshubba to the Malve. And we make a takone. We made the Shvach is Meshubba to the Malve. Here, you have a Shvach. That means, so we're saying a chiddush that the Shvach, which really is not Meshubba to the Malve, because it belongs to the Loive, it's Ke'ilu, it belongs to the Loive, if it belongs to the Loive, it's Meshubba to the Malve. Here, these peiris, please, in 3 days, it's, if it belongs to the Loive, it wouldn't be Meshubba, because it's Metaltalim. If it belongs to the Loive, so now we're, ot, before the whole Shibud would be Nifka, it belongs to the Loive. So to say that, no, so we'll say Tuchumus, we'll say it belongs to the Loive and the Malva can take it. So much they didn't say. So much to go so far to say it's Kilo belongs to the Loive. In 3 days the whole Shibud is going to become Nifka from everything. So to say Ke'ilu belongs to the Loive and it's Meshubba to the Malva and the Malva can take it Azoi without anything, so much he didn't want to do. So they made here Abshah. They said, Al Kaponim, this you have to pay for already. Since Meikar Adin, it's still Karke, it's still Meshubba, but this Chumre, but something that's Oime to become Nifka Mishibudach, pretty soon, and it's a matter of days, and it's almost Nigma Gidula. Your whole shivud will be nifka. So we should say it's the loivis and I can take it without anything. I was like, I didn't say. They said, here, it's, you have to pay al kaponim to take it. Here you have to al kaponim give the lekeach, since the ikadin belongs to lekeach, so you have to give the lekeach the yitzias. Fine. This was only a havamin of the Gemara. We don't have to suffer too long, because the Gemara asks on this, v'maisim b'chol yom v'k'amag v'shmul afilu b'shvacha me'yilak safayim. Gemara says, I'm sorry, Shmuel holds that this shvacha me'yilak safayim is a din of all shvach. You just split a hair and said the shvacha me'yilak safayim is different according to Shmuel. Here, the chumrah of Shmuel, that it has a din of nichsei aloyim and it's meshubet to the malvin takes it without paying, this does not apply by shvach megillah k'savayim. Moses and Shuldik is not like that. Shmuel is b'aisim b'chol yoyim. Shmuel holds shvach megillah k'savayim, the malvin takes. So the Shaya Teretz is not a Teretz. So it's only a Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara slugged it up. I mean, the difficulties we have is to understand the Havamina, but the Gemara says it's not true. There's no Maila. Kol's man, it's Mechuba, it's Mechuba. And if it's Mechuba, there's a Din Shvach, that there is a Takone that the Baal Chayv takes it. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Let's see what Rashi says. V'maisim b'chol yoyim. Dinei terfei mekach boim lefnei Shmuel. They come to Shmuel. Umagvi lebal choiv kol ha-shvach imakark. And Shmuel paskins, he take all the shvach. V'afilu megia l'ksofayim. Kol zman she'tzrichen lekark. Kol zman, if you have three more days, tzrichen lekark. That's the shvach that we made at Takone, that the Malva takes it without paying for it. So, okay. So that's not the Teretz. So the Gemara says a new Teretz. Loi kashe hodemasik bei kishir aro ushvoche, and Rashi had a girse, not our girse, hodeloi masik bei shir aro ushvoche. That's the Teretz of the Gemara, the Yoiv lei shvoche umesalik lei. Now, before we're going to see Rashi, let us understand what the Gemara answered now. Let's say Eisen Beinik, and then it's Kedai Dachsim to look at the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif explains Shitas Chashi, but let's explain Eisen Beinik what the Gemara's Teretz is. The Gemara's Teretz is as follows. Shmuel made a takone that because of Ni'ilas Delas, he said that the Malve could man the Shvach that grew on the Karke through the Lekeach, even though the Lekeach was Mashbiach this, the Malve can take it out in the Ilas Telos. Now, let us talk cases. Let's talk about three cases. Case number one, there was a car, the Malve lent the Loiva $1,000. This Karke is worth $1,000. The Lekeach bought the Karke, he was Mashbir the Karke, $300. Now, the Malva comes, the Kark is Meshubatim. Now, let's talk about the Shvach on this Kark. He's coming to take the Kark, but there's $300 worth of Shvach on the Kark, which he's not entitled to at all. He only lent him $1,000. What is the din over here? The din over here is Abid, taking the karka, you can be $300. I mean, we come to the $300. Ah, Shmuel made a takone. No. Shmuel's takone that a malva can take shvach was mishum nilas delas. That means if you lent him $1,300, and therefore you'll take the karka with the shvach, now you're getting back your $1,300. Then Shmuel said, we're going to bend backwards, Mishum Nilas Delas, let the Malva get paid, he'll see he gets paid, and take the whole $1,300, fine, you take it, don't worry about it. You get paid, and the Moichel will take care of the Lekech. But if you only lent $1,000, and the karka is worth $1,300, Rab Malva and Shuldig, give $300 to the Likaya, and then you take the whole karka. That is posh. That is case number one. Case number two, let's say, he lent him $1,100, and the shvach is worth $1,300. So now the din will be, he'll give him $200. That's the din he's gonna take. That means $1,100 will take the shvach. The $100 of the shvach, we have Shmuel's takone. I mean, Shmuel said, listen, we have to satisfy the malva. So $100 he's going to take, We'll give him $200 and Shalom HaYisrael. So now we have three cases. If he lent him $1,300, he takes the whole Shvach, that Shmuel, Bakal Mikulkov. If he lent him $1,000, he pays him $300 extra. If he lent him $1,100, so $100 he takes out Shmuel Stakone, and $200 he'll have to pay. That is the halacha. Now, before we go further, I'd like to see in the Beinik the Maramshiv. The Maramshiv says Pshat and Agamore, and then we'll see Rashi, because Rashi is very vague over here, because we have a lotion of a baraisa to Pampa. Now, the Maramshiv is on Daf Tezvava Medbeis, on the Gemara Daf Tezvava Medbeis. It's on, it's going on, it's the second Maram Shif on Tezvava Medbeis. It's in the first column of the Maram Shif. It's, I don't know, it's paid, it's Hayam Medbeis, that's the Me on the Daf Yamam Shif, Hayam Medbeis. On the first column, the Rashi, after Ahmed Beis, towards the end of the Maram Shif, so, the Rashi, the Maskel, Hodik Toni Neutel. It says, Hodik Toni Neutel, that's the Maram Shif. Hodik, it's the second Maram Shif on Ahmed Beis. Yeah. So, no. The Rashi, the Maskel, Hodik Toni Neutel. Girsosai Bigmore, the Girs of Rashi in the Gemara was as follows. Hodoloi Masik Bei Shir Are Shvoche, if he doesn't owe him the Shir Are Shvoche, Tzorich Loseis Balchoiv Ashvach, Lolekeach, then the Balchoiv is given, paying for the Shvach. Umesalik Lei, and then okay, then he has to pay him up for the whole shvach, and then he takes away the kalk. Ubaraisa Ayri, the baraisa, this baraisa, this is a very interesting baraisa. The baraisa said that the malve pays the yitzias. That's what the baraisa said. The malve pays the yitzias, and the loive pays the shvach hayeser al yitzias. Ubaraisa Ayri, the Baraisa is speaking about a very interesting case. Sha'achoiv kishir aro ushvach hayoyser alohitzo. That means, as we mentioned before, the choiv was $1,100, the itzo was $200. So now, the choiv was $1,100. Now he explains with his money. That is why the Malve gives him the Yitziyah. The Lom Yikve Yoyse Mechayvay. Why should he get more than the Chay? Derech Moshe. Now the Maram Shiv says a Moshe. Shakalka o Yeshove Dalid Zuhuvim. The whole Kalka was worth 4 Zuhuvim. Fine. Voitzo Azov. And he was Moitzi Azov. Now, the Leibe invested, the Lekeach invested as Zov, and now the Shvach is worth an extra Zov. So now the Karke is worth now, together with the Shvach, 6 Zovim. Zok the Maram Shiv. Ilu hoya ha-choiv vav Zovim, if the choiv would have been 6 Zovim, hoita la-koil, li chazoris yitziya, kememre de Shmur. If the chayv would have been worth 6 zehuvim, so then the Baal chayv would take the whole kalke, which is worth now 6 zehuvim, goyves ha-shvach b'chinom, he takes the shvach, period, because that's Shmuel's takon. Hashto she'ein chayvoy rak hei zehuvim, but the Barais is speaking about that the chayv is hei zehuvim, Noisin loy zohov yitziyah, so he gives him 1 zoh for his yitziyah, because that's more than the choy. Misalkoi, period. That is pshat in the baraisa. So now, let us just read the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that the Baal Choy gives him the Yitzhiya, and he takes the rest of it, and the Loiva pays him the rest. So now, the Yitzhiya means the money more than the Choy. That means, the Shvach HaYeser al Yitzhiya, that was the Choy. The Choy was worth the value of the Kalkis. Let it say in our language, the Kalka was $1,000. The value, Shvach HaYeser, is $100. So that the Baal Choy takes, the Kalka and the Shvach HaYeser al Yitzhiya, and the extra $200, that the Choy was only $1,100, the extra $200, he pays to the Lekeya. He pays to the Lekeya. And that's what the Baraisa means. He pays the Yitzhiya to the Lekeya. Parentheses, because the Yitzhiya was more than the Choy. The Choy was only $1,100. And then he takes the Karka plus the Shvach HaYeser Yitzhiya, which is $1,100. Now, the Tan of the Baraisa spoke very modern. Between you and me, he could have said he takes Keneged the Choy, and the rest, he pays, whatever it is. The Tan made an interesting case. The Choy was the Karke and the Shvach HaYeser al Yitzhiya. And Yesami HaChoy was the Yitzhiya. You can make that also. You can do whatever you want. But he made a very interesting case, and in this case, he pays the Yitzhiya. That's exactly what the Tana said. So, yeah. V'ho dinoket lemilse, zok tamarim shivayte. That what the Tana said, b'tziya oifenze, he said such a tziya, sh'achoyiv mechuve neged ha-shvach ha-yeser al yitzhiya, the choyv is worth the karke plus the shvach ha-yeser al yitzhiya, shenoisin loy ha-yitzhiya. That's what the Tana says. The Tana says, give them the yitzhiya, and then he takes the rest. V'loy toni noitel keneged ha-choyv. Why do you have to speak Turkish? He made a modern case that the choyv was worth the shvach yeser al yitzhiya, and then he pays him the yitzhiya, which is really more than the choyv. Why do you make such a case? Say read some zah. Say v'hod enoket lemilse b'tziya oifenze shachoyv mechuve neged hashvach hayeser yitzhiya shenoisen leitzhiya. V'loitoni noitel keneged ha-choyv. Say, push it. You take keneged ha-choyv, and the rest you pay. Why say pays the yitzhiyah? V'may piske, l'zeh omar, so Rashi said, l'ashminan hu gufa also, he wants to tell us that the yitzhiyah that you pay, you only pay the yitzhiyah that is, the Tana says, if the Yitzhiya was more than the Shvach, he won't pay for that. So that means, let's talk about our case. We have a Karka that's worth $1,000. He invested, let's say he invested $400. He invested $400 in the Karka. The cock is now worth, after his investment, $1,300. But he invested $400. Zuktetane, he only has to pay the Yitzhiya keneged ha-shvach. That means the Yitzhiya that brought Shvach. So he's getting $200 extra. You have to pay for those $200. The Baraisa speaks about it clearly. That's what the Baraisa says. The Baraisa Nomad Aleph says, you pay... If the Yitzhiya was more than the Shvach, you only pay the Yitzhiya neged the Shvach, and not more than that. So the Tana wanted to tell you this Chiddush, that it's irrelevant how much the Lekech invested. It only depends on what the Malva is getting. So that's why the Tana mentioned it, the Yitzhiya, and he says he only pays Yitzhiya keneged the Shvach, and not more than that. He wants to tell you this Chiddush. That is what Rashi says. And let us just, now let's go back to Rashi, and now we'll understand Rashi. Hopefully, we'll understand the Teretz of the Gemara. Let's see what Rashi says. Ha diktoni, neitel yitziya mi bal choyv, that he takes the yitziya mi bal choyv, le masik bei bal choyv b'moicha shir ar shvoche, that he doesn't owe him the value of the kark with all the shvach. Hilkach, yoiv bal choyv le loikeyach, shvoche u'mesalik le. So the shvach, which is more than the choyv, he pays for that. Why did he say, that means the shvach ha-yeser ha-lachoyv, he calls that yitziye, why didn't he say, Poshe noitel keneged ha-choyv mi ba'al ha-karka, keneged ha-choyv mi ba'al ha-karka, ba'amoysa mi ba'al choyv, and the rest you take from the ba'al choyv, why did it call yitziye? Ashmini nigufa se dechid yitziye seir ala shvach, eina ele yitziyo shir shvach. So that is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara.